Members of a House committee focused today on recent published reports of employee exposure to asbestos at the Smithsonian Museums. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis, just back from a hearing on the Capitol. He joins us right here, right now, live with the latest. Max, these stories just keep coming and coming. What did you learn today?
Well, Chris and Amy, as you already know, the Washington Post recently reported on instances where workers at the Air and Space Museum and the recently renovated American History Museum have been allegedly exposed to asbestos. In the case of Air and Space, there's a worker there now suing because he says he was exposed to asbestos in the course of his job as an exhibit expert. In the case of the American History Museum, the alleged exposure took place while the museum was being renovated. In testimony today before the House Administration Committee, Smithsonian Secretary G. Wayne Clough, who had been only on the job since last July, told the panel he's taking steps to make sure workers need to know what they need to know to be safe around asbestos.
First, a complete review of our asbestos safety policies and procedures to include interviews with workers and oversight by an independent outside workforce safety expert. This will be underway shortly. The expert will report directly to the Office of the Secretary. And to ensure candor, our workers are going to be free to make anonymous comments. Second, to validate the effectiveness of our annual environmental safety assessments, which, as I described, seem to be in good order, but we will conduct an independent review of these processes. Again, the independent expert will report directly to the Office of the Secretary. Third, for all current and former Air and Space Museum employees who believe they might have been exposed to asbestos in the performance of their work, we will provide free medical screenings as well as consultation with a known outside expert. Fourth, asbestos safety will be an agenda item at every bi-monthly meeting of our safety coordinators, and they will keep museum directors apprised of the safety issues if they arise. Fifth, in addition to the carpenters, plumbers, welders, pipe fitters, electricians, and others who have already received mandatory asbestos safety training, all exhibits production employees have been mandated to undergo similar training. Sixth, any current or former Smithsonian employee or volunteer concerned about asbestos-related disease is welcome to visit our health service office free of charge to discuss any questions. And we are going to bring in a medical expert to provide a lecture on these issues for all employees that will be made available on our intranet.
The committee also heard from a second panel of experts, some of whom have been involved in the renovation of the American History Museum, others who have been retained by the Smithsonian to beef up their efforts to deal with asbestos in the buildings of the Smithsonian Institution. Following the hearing, I caught up with House Administration Committee Chairman Robert Brady from Pennsylvania.
Well, the problem, my understanding was he's going to do everything he can to rectify it. It happened way back when under, you know, well, not under his watch, but he has a building that has, without question, potential asbestos. Any old building has that. And I was reassured that he's going to do everything he can in his power to make sure that they, any movement, whatever they can do to encapsulate it, if they have to encapsulate it, to remediate it, and make sure that that building is safe for the employees and for the visitors.
Mm-hmm. You satisfied with what you heard today, sir?
Yeah, but we're going to talk a little bit further. I still wonder what happens to these bags. You know, I mean we may be recycling these things at the landfills, then they pick up the landfill and then put it back in the building. I like to know because, to tell you the truth, in my instance, there was some remodeling done on my own house, and they took the asbestos out in the bag and they put it in a municipal dump, and it got mixed in with everything else. The bags got broken up. I'm going to look up on some more, maybe some measures that we need to do for these landfills. And that landfill was a municipal landfill. That's why I brought up the question.
And that, of course, is Robert Brady, the chairman of the House Administration Committee, bringing a little bit of personal perspective to this whole business of asbestos, because he brought this up during the hearing. He said, while they were renovating my house, they threw all the asbestos-tainted materials
yeah.
in.
It got all mixed in with the regular stuff.
Yeah, got mixed in with the regular stuff. So he's got a personal interest in some of this as well.
Well, we're talking about the Smithsonian. Clearly, this isn't the first time we've heard about mm-hmm. this in the building. And other buildings too, other federal buildings
sure.
as well. My question for you is about the age of the buildings. Did that issue come up, and about how this is going to be a continuing problem until they're able to go through and renovate.
Yeah, that's right, Amy. That's something we'll talk about in our story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive. One of the experts who came to testify before the committee in the second panel said that this is going to be an ongoing problem because you've got a lot of Smithsonian buildings that were built between roughly the late 1800s and the mid-1960s that were built before we knew what we know now about how bad asbestos can be. All of those buildings, all of them, have some degree of asbestos in them because there was a time when asbestos was a perfectly acceptable building material to use as insulation all throughout buildings. And as they go through the Smithsonian buildings, because they're now in this long program to try and upgrade these buildings that haven't seen a lot of maintenance over the years, they're going to be running into this again and again and again. And they're going to have to be very careful now, which is why the secretary brought up this new program.
So one consultant says they should reach out to former staffers. Why?
Yeah, because as Secretary Clough said they're going to extend the offer to workers to come and at the Smithsonian's expense come and be tested or be able to answer any questions that they might have regarding possible asbestos exposure. This one consultant said, well, you know, maybe they should actually systematically go through the files and find out who worked in some of these areas and
reach out to them,
be more proactive. That's right.
And is there any sense as to the numbers of people? I mean, do they actually have people who have tested positive? There's been a cause and effect, or is that?
So far, Chris,
I don't know if you can actually trace it.
Sure.
I just don't know. I don't have the information.
What they said during the hearing was that the only way you're going to know is if you start to exhibit symptoms of asbestosis. And there are a couple of other diseases that are related to, you know, basically ingesting asbestos particles. But in this case, they can tell because some of these things, they can tell where people worked and in what sections of the museums people worked. One of the concerns about the American History Museum is that there were staffers still continuing to work in the building even while it's been renovated the last several years. So a lot of question marks here, but hopefully they're on the path to helping to try to resolve this problem and maybe do a little better job of keeping an eye out for the health of the workers.
And what's the next step here? What happens next?
Well, the next step is that Secretary Clough says they're going to implement this multi-point plan that we outlined just a few moments ago, and they're going to keep an eye on this and see what they need to do in the future.
And more on this tomorrow, right?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris, and also on federalnewsradio.com.